我们神的信实真的是极其广大。
Yes, indeed, great is our God's faithfulness.
他的怜悯在每一个早晨都是新鲜的。
And morning by morning, we see new mercy.
我们何等的感谢主，我们可以一同来到这位信实的主面前。
We're so thankful we can come together to the faithful God of ours.
今天是母亲节。
Today is the Mother's Day.
有人说神把母亲赐给我们，叫我们能够更多的认识神的大爱。
People say God gave us mothers so that we can understand more of His love.
那在有一个名字叫做以利沙代的神。
And He has another name called God of El Shaddai.
那这个字呢，叫做母亲胸怀的神。
Which means the bosom of the mother.
叫我们能够在母亲这边得着供应，得着喂养。
So that we can come to our God just like come to our mother where we find provision and nutrients.
神叫我们来认识他的怜悯，他的慈爱。
And God wants us to come to know His mercy and His loving kindness.
今天还有一个很特别的日子，是我们在这边东区开工一周年的纪念。
Today is also very unique because it's our one-year anniversary of the Walnut Ministry.
这一年来，经过多少的征战。
In the past year, we have gone through a lot of spiritual battles.
但是我们感谢主，他没有离开过我们。
And we're thankful to the Lord for He never departs from us.
他一路与我们同行。
He has been with us all the way.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
叫我们没有惧怕四围的仇敌。
Therefore, we fear not the enemy surrounding us.
开工是不容易的。
It is not easy to start a new ministry.
曾经有一个人，他这样子对我说。
One time a man told me this.
他说你们的人那么少啊，
等
你们人多一点我再来。
I will join you when there's more people.
但是我们看见有很多的神的儿女，在我们的当中，我们愿意一同来开始这样的一个事工。我们没有看许多外面的条件，我们把自己交在恩主的手里。每一个主日早间看见弟兄姊妹在这里搬东西，在这里整理，真的叫我们的心都得着激励。主叫我们的眼睛看见那个看不见的，所以看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。经过了过往的一年，我相信我们的生命度量都有往前跨一步。我们求主再带我们继续的往前。
And we pray the Lord will continue to lead us on.
早间我们在这里要交通到信心的道路。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the way of faith.
这也是我们蒙福的路。
For this is a way to receive His blessing.
我们一起来读希伯来书十一章第六节。
Let's read Hebrews 11:6 together.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以我们要得神的喜悦必须只有一条的道路。
Therefore, there is only one way to please Him.
就是借着相信。
That is to, through faith.
就是信心的道路。
The way of faith.
那这一段圣经我们知道希伯来书它一连串说到了很多信心的伟人。
You know, Hebrew told us a whole series of spiritual giants of faith.
那这一节之前呢，特别就讲到以诺因着信被接去。
And right before this verse 6, it talks about how Enoch by faith he was taken up.
所以以诺呢是活着就被提的一位。以诺他身上有一个很重要的特点。
And as far as Enoch is concerned, he has a special characteristic.
他圣经特别说到他生儿养女与神同行有300年之久。
Bible describes him as a man who has given birth to children and raised them up as well as walking with God at the same time for 300 some years.
这个圣经不是告诉我们说这个人那么属灵到一个地步他不食人间烟火。
Bible did not describe him as a man who's a loner, does not even participate in daily life as a man.
反而圣经告诉我们说他是生儿养女，他和我们一样经过生活里面的各样的过程，但他与神同行，他因着信他被神接去。
He was taken up by God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是都有这个盼望？
And brothers and sisters, do we have the same hope as he did?
到那一天，耶稣基督他还要再来。
Because one day Jesus will return.
主要把我们，把他整个教会都要接去。
And at that time, he will take up the entire church, that's you and me, to heaven.
所以在这里，他告诉我们一个很重要的事情。
Therefore, something's very important said here.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以我们知道这个信心的道路是这么的重要。
That's why it's so important to walk on the way of faith.
因为只有在这条路上能够讨神的喜悦。
Well, this is the only way we can please our God.
从我们得救开始，所有的一切都是从信来进入的。
Everything we're saved, every spiritual reality has been entered into through faith.
相信就是接受。
Believing is by faith, which means accept.
接受耶稣基督神的儿子为我们所做成一切的救恩。
Which is to accept everything he has done for us through salvation.
接受他成为我们的救主。
To accept Jesus as our savior.
所以所有主所做的都能够实化成为真实在我们的身上。
So that everything Jesus has done for us can be actualized in our life.
只有借着信。
Only by faith,
我们能够得神的喜悦。
We can please our God.
他说因为到神面前来的人
He says because anyone who comes to him
必须信有神
must believe that he exists
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人
and he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
那这边讲说信有神，他的意思是说信神是。
Jesus must believe that he exists means must believe that he is.
信这位神呢，他就是那位我是的神。
Believe that this God is God of who I am.
主耶稣曾经告诉我们说，你们将人子举起来以后，你们就要知道我是。
Jesus has told us once the Son of Man is lifted up, then you will know that I am.
中文好像翻作我是基督，其他的原来的就是讲到说你们就知道我是。
The Chinese version says I am Christ, but actually the original context means you will know that I am.
那这个我是到底是指的什么呢？
What does it mean by I am?
那也就是当摩西神呼召他要率领以色列百姓出埃及的时候。
Remember in the Old Testament when Moses was called by God to take his people out of Egypt.
神向他显现，告诉他他的名字是什么。
God appeared to Moses and God told Moses his name.
神说我就是那我是的神。
God says, I am that I am.
就是那位自由拥有者。
The God who is existing ever since.
所以这位我是的神
This God of I am,
就是这位创造宇宙万有的这位神。
It's the God of creator.
当耶稣基督来到地上
Therefore, when Jesus came as a man,
他穿上了肉身
He put on the form of flesh.
我想许许多多的人能够拥挤他却不认识他就是这位我是的神。
People were around him. However, nobody knew that he was the God of I am.
主耶稣说，只有你们将人子举起来以后
，Therefore, Jesus is only after you lift me up.
你们就知道我是。
Then you will know I am that I am.
我们在上一次曾经讲到多马是一个叫做多疑的多马。
Last time we talked about this disciple Thomas, how he was a doubtful Thomas.
他因为没有看见主第一次向门徒们的显现
，Because he did not see Jesus when he appeared first time after he resurrected.
所以他很大胆。
He was very courageous.
他说他不是亲眼看见。
He said, "If I don't see with my own eyes."
不是用手，真的是探探主的钉痕和他的枪伤。
And touch the wound of his nail prints.
他说我总不信。
Then I will not believe he's risen.
但是感谢主，主何等的爱多马。
But we're thankful because the Lord loved him too.
主再一次向门徒们显现。
Therefore, he appeared again to all the disciples.
特别叫多马过来。
Specifically, he called Thomas to his side.
伸出你的手来。
He said, "Stretch out your hand."
你可以探探我的肋旁。
Touch me, touch my side.
你可以摸摸看我手上的钉痕。
Feel my nail print.
那天多马敢不敢伸出他的手呢？
Do you think Thomas dared to even touch Jesus?
他没有。
No, of course not.
他在那里做一个很伟大的宣告。
He made a wonderful proclamation, right?
在新约里面，这么伟大的一个宣告是多马所发出来的。
It was one of the greatest proclamations in the New Testament. It was.
他说我的主我的神
so, Oh my Lord my God、
哦、这位亚伟这位耶和华这位神今天多马在这里宣告说他是我的主他是我的神
Thomas was proclaiming that this Yahweh is my Lord and my God
是的当人子被举起来以后
Yes after the Son of Man is lifted up
我们就知道他就是那个我是
Then we all know that he is that I am
所以在这里相信要信什么呢
Therefore when they say believe what do we believe about
信神是
To believe that God is
相信他就是那位我是的神
Believe that He is the God that I am.
无论我们的需要有多大
Therefore, it doesn't matter how big our needs may be.
神的名字叫做我是
God has a name called I am that I am.
他是我们所有问题的答案
Therefore, he is the answer to all questions of our life.
好像一张支票的里面神已经签上了名字
Like we've been given a checkbook and God has signed on every page.
你所有的需要写在上面
So just on the title part, write down your needs.
神说 I am.
Because God said, I am God that I am.
他是这位我是的神
He's the God of I am.
所有我们的道路叫做信心的道路。
All the way we should take is the way of faith.
这是一个蒙福的道路。
Because that's the way to be blessed.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌讲到主的信实是极其的广大。
We just sang the song How Great is Thy Faithfulness.
诗篇三十六篇第五节说：耶和华，你的慈爱上及诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。
Psalm 36:5 says, Your love, O Lord, reaches to heavens, your faithfulness to the sky.
因为他的信实是这么的坚固。
Because his faithfulness is so solid.
是这么的广大。
It is so immense.
所以今天我们说走信心的道路。
Therefore, when we say, Let's walk on the way of faith.
是因为这位神他是信实的。
It's all because that he himself is faithful.
只有他是那位可信的。
He is the only one that's trustworthy.
所以今天我们才能够走这条信心的道路。
That's how you and I can walk on the way of faith.
今天如果有一个人说，他说梁弟兄啊，我看你还蛮可爱的，我要好好的相信你。
And if somebody said to me, Timothy, I think you're a good man, I believe in you.
我会觉得非常的害怕
I'll be trembling in fear.
我没有一点是可靠的
Because I know I'm not trustworthy.
我没有一点是叫做信实的
And I don't have the faithfulness.
人所有的都是虚幻的
All I have is nothing but vanity.
都是暂时的
Nothing but temporary.
只有我们的主他是信实的
But only our Lord, he is faithful.
因为他是自由拥有的那一位
Because he's from everything to everlasting.
真的在他没有转动的影儿
And to him there's no shadow of turning.
弟兄姊妹所有的信心要对着我们的主耶稣基督
Therefore, brothers and sisters, set your faith on our Lord Jesus Christ.
好吧我们一起把诗篇三十六篇第五节我们一起来读一下
Let's read this passage together. Psalm 36 verse 5.
耶和华你的慈爱上及诸天你的信实达到穹苍你的信实达到穹苍
Your faithfulness to the sky.
耶利米哀歌三章二十三节我们一起来读一下
Next verse 323.
我们就读后半段啊。你的诚实极其广大那这个诚实也就是 faithfulness 也就是信实
Here it says great is your faithfulness
所以我们信心的道路有一个根源
Therefore there is a foundation upon which we can walk on the way of faith
我们的根源在于这位信实的神身上
And that foundation that source is our Lord of faithfulness
那走信心的道路呢它有一些的原则
And when we are walking on the way of faith there are several principles
在这边我只是列了三个点
I only list out three principles
我相信还有很多很多信心道路的原则
And there's much more than this
我也相信在弟兄姊妹的身上我们个人都有学习
And I believe each one of us has some kind of learning experiences
我们来读一下哥林多后书第五章第七节
Let's read together 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7
因我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见所以主耶稣告诉多马说那没有看见就信的有福了
That's why the Lord told Thomas Blessed is the one who believes without seeing
所以他这边告诉我们说我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见
Here it says we live by faith not by sight
那这个 信心的原则跟我们天然人是常常是不太一样的。在人来讲呢，都是眼见为凭。但是你没看见的呢，你叫他来相信，好像就是一个不太容易的事情。但是所见的不过是暂时的。
Yeah, Bible tells us those who are visible is temporary.
他说所不见的呢，却是永远的。
The things that cannot be seen now is everlasting.
今天很多的时候，人所宝贵的不过是所见的。
And not many times we only cherish things that can be seen.
觉得能够相信的是这些我能够看得到、能够摸得着的。
I can only believe things that I can see and I can touch.
但是很奇妙，圣经一再告诉我们说，那没有看见就信的有福了。
But marvelously, Bible kept on telling us, blessed is the one who believes without seeing.
信心的原则不在于凭着我们眼睛的看见。
Therefore, we know one principle about the way of faith is not through by sight.
那是凭着信心。
But by faith.
那也许你会问说，都没有看见，这怎么来信呢？
Then you may have a question. If I don't even see anything, how do I believe?
其实神他实在是爱我们。
But God truly loves us.
当我们得救了以后，
After you and I are saved,
圣经告诉我们说，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
The Bible also tells us God is more than glad to reveal His Son in our hearts.
启示是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to reveal?
好像有一个幕幔，原本是盖起来的。
It was like something is hidden behind a veil.
有时候我们去看一个表演，开始之前这个幕幔是盖起来的。
Just like when you go to a show, you see a veil covering the entire platform.
有时候你稍微听到里面叮叮哐啷有一点什么声音，好像人家在那里预备什么。
You may hear sounds or noises behind the veil.
但是直到那个幕幔这样子一下子打开了。
But until the veil is split open,
好像里面就非常的清楚。
And everything that's on the stage suddenly became very clear.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
And God says, I'm glad to reveal my son in your heart.
他乐意叫我们看见那个不能看见的。
God is glad to show us things that are supposedly invisible.
所以他打开我们里面的眼睛。
Therefore, he will open our inner eyes.
看见了那个不能看见的。
To see things that's invisible.
所以多少神的儿女，他们所做的决定，他们所做的事情，世界上的人没有办法明白。他为什么会这样？他为什么会付这样的代价？不是别的，乃是里面看见了那不能看见的。
No other reason, it's all because they have seen things that's invisible.
那里面的看见比外面的看见就还要显得更为实在。
The inner revelation is more solid, more true to those who have seen it.
所以付多少的代价也觉得这是值得的。
Therefore, they'll be willing to pay any price, and they think that's worth it.
里面如果没有看见，
if you don't see.From within.
所有眼睛看见的东西就是最宝贵的。
And you know, whatever you can, if you don't see from within, then you can only cherish things you can see with your our eyes.
但是我们感谢主，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们眼睛肉眼能够看见的，不过是暂时的。
All we can see with our eyes are temporary.
但是那个肉眼看不见的。
But things that cannot be seen are our eyes.
有一个叫做永远的。
It's something regarding eternity.
这是需要我们真的是求主来开我们的眼睛。
And that's something we need to ask the Lord to open our inner eyes.
他叫做属灵的原则，信心道路的原则是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
But one principle of this way of faith is not by sight, but by faith.
有一位弟兄叫做 Muller.
There was this brother, his name is Muller.
那他身上有一个非常重要的特点，
He has this unique characteristic,
就是他的信心。
That was his faith.
他曾经写过一本书，
He wrote a book before,
叫做祷告得答应五万次。
It's called, Answer the Prayer 50,000 Times.
我不晓得我们信主无论多久哈，你很清楚说祷告这个祷告得了答应哈，我不晓得大家有没有算一算到底有多少次。但是我们的弟兄他能够写一本书叫做祷告得答应五万次。
Well, Brother Muller was able to write his book titled Prayer Answered 50,000 Times.
他开创了一个孤儿院。
He started a ministry of orphanage.
那里面有几千个孤儿。
And he raised over thousands of orphans.
穆勒弟兄他是一个走信心道路的人。
He was a man who walked on the way of faith.
主叫他开这个孤儿院，他就相信神会亲自来预备。
Because the Lord told him to start an orphanage, then he just believed that God will provide.
所以他不是到处去募款。
Instead of going around and ask for funding.
所以他这条道路并不是很容易的道路。
Therefore, it wasn't an easy way for him.
他也不是非常富有的一条道路。
Neither was a rich way for him.
但是每一次。
But every time,
看见神他怎么样来养育这些孤儿。
He witnessed how God himself, take care of all the orphans.
有一次他们所有的粮食都吃完了。
There's one day they have used up all the food.
管饭食的姐妹来告诉他。
And the sister was in charge of kitchen came to tell him.
他说到了中午啊，我们这餐饭都摆不出来了。
He said we can't even provide anything for lunch today.
他问他怎么办。
So she said, what should we do?
他说好，我去祷告。
He said, "Oh, I will go and pray."
准牧的弟兄就在那里跟神祷告。
So he started praying to God.
祷告完回来以后，他告诉这位姊妹。
When he finished praying, he returned to the sister in charge.
他说吩咐大家把盘子、把叉子都摆在桌上。
Go ahead and just make set the table. Put all the plate and utensils and fork and knife ready.
他的同工们、这些老师们都就是不可思议啊。
All his co-workers, including teachers, were so amazed at his announcement.
他们都讲说我们要想想实际的办法。
And so we gotta find some practical way to solve this problem.
这空盘子放在这里没什么用的。
To use to provide with empty plate.
穆勒弟兄就说把它全部都摆好。
Brother Muller just said, go ahead and set the table.
中午时间到了。
And when it was new time,
也孩子们都坐在一起 坐下来了。
And gather all the children had them sit down.
那穆勒弟兄对着这些空盘子。
And toward these empty plates.
他在神的面前来祝谢。
Brother Moody, say grace.
感谢神所有的预备。
And we're thankful, and he said, thank God for all the provision.
啊，在他感谢的时候他没有看见这些盘子是空的。
When he gave thanks, he was not concentrating on the empty plate.
他看见那不能看见的。
For he saw things that cannot be seen with eyes.
他是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Therefore, he saved grace by faith, not by sight.
当他把祝谢祷告完了以后。
When he finished saying grace,
门口有人在那里敲门。
Somebody was knocking at the door.
那有一家面包工厂。
There was this bakery close by.
他们的 order 接错了。突然多了一卡车的面包。
They received the wrong order, so they overbaked about a truckload of bread.
他们就来问问看你们有没有需要。
So they decided at the orphanage, do you have a need?
那天神是这么的信实。
And God was so faithful that day to them.
就为了他们预备了这所有的粮食。
For these orphans, he provided abundantly.
我想不单穆勒弟兄他走信心的道路。
And I believe not only Brother Muller walked on the way of faith.
今天神呼召每一个儿女都要我们走信心的道路。
God is calling each one of us to walk on this way of faith.
因为人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
Because we cannot please God without faith.
我们必须在这条路上常常的接受神的训练。
We have to be trained on this way of faith often.
我们都知道这和我们天然生命很多时候是相反的。
I know this is very different from the way we usually take.
第一个原则凭着信心不是凭着眼见。
First principle, by faith, not by sight.
我们来读诗篇146篇第五节。
Let's read on Psalms 146 verse 5.
以雅各的神为帮助仰望耶和华他神的人这人变为有福。诗篇84篇十二节。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。那这边呢，特别讲到说，倚靠耶和华的人变为有福。
Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
叫我们单单仰望神，单单的倚靠神。
Which means just trust God in God alone.
今天我们很多的时候，当特别是有困难、有需要的时候。
Many times, especially when we are in need.
叫我们不做什么，好像是非常的难。
It is very challenging. If we don't do anything about it.
但是倚靠神，这是一个神所要给我们一个非常宝贵的生命。
But to trust in God is something God wants us to learn.
信心的道路不能靠我们自己。
To walk on the way of faith means do not rely on our own strength.
信心的道路必须是来倚靠耶和华我们的神。
But to trust in God.
那依靠神却是这么的有福的。
And God said, blessed is the one who trusts in God.
什么时候我们能够 let go?
Anytime that we can let go.
我们才有可能 let God.
That's the time we can let God.
交在神的手里面。
Trust our needs in God's hands.
在我们走信心的道路，
when we are walking on the way of faith,
我们如何能够说我有这样的一个信心，能够出来说我愿意倚靠神。
How can we let our faith come out and so that we can just trust him alone?
我常常觉得像这一些都不是说别人可以教教你，或者是我们很容易怎么样来学我们就能够认识的。
It really is not something people can teach us about or we can easily learn about from others.
那我的经历，我觉得说这是一个我们的生命。
According to my experience,This is based upon our spiritual life.
需要在我们里面一直来生长的。
This is like a life that needs to continuously grow.
这是有一个过程。
It needs to go through a process.
好像我们人生的道路就是一个过程。
It's like the way of our path. It's like a process.
需要我们在这个过程中如何与神同行。
And in this process, we need to learn how to walk with Him.
刚开始也许觉得说这个倚靠是非常的不容易。
Initially, we may feel that's very difficult to just trust in Him.
靠其他的还蛮容易的。
It seems to be easier that we can trust in other things and people.
但你说单单的来靠神，哎，我觉得很难。
But if you are told just trust in God alone, that would be very difficult.
那圣经上有告诉我们说，有人靠车，有人靠马。
The Bible tells us that there are people trust in cars, there are people trust in chariots.
但是我们乃是靠着这位耶和华我们的神。
But we only trust in God.
那这个呢，是神在我们一生的里面要来训练我们，要来制作我们。
And this is how God needs to train us about.
叫我们在凡事上让他来居首位。
So that we can honor him, let him be first in all situations.
我们单单的仰望他。
We trust in him alone.
我想信心的道路这个原则就是单单的倚靠神。
Therefore, to me, the way of faith should be just trust in God and God alone.
但是对天然生命来讲，信心的道路真的好像是在水上行走一样。
And to our natural life, to trust in God, walk on this way of faith like walking on water.
我们读一下马太福音十四章二十九到三十一节。
Let's read Matthew 14.
耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去，只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？所以主耶稣叫彼得说，你来吧。
And Jesus is come.
那怎么来呢？主耶稣是在水上。
How does he come to Jesus? Jesus was on the surface of water.
所以主说，你来吧，彼得只有一条路，就是下了船在水上走。
So if Jesus is in the water and he said come, the only thing he could do is get out of boat and walk on water.
所以我们不要笑彼得啊，他真的在上面走嘞。
Let's don't tease about Peter. He actually made a step to walk on water.
他真的走了，但是呢他因见风甚大就害怕。
But when he saw the wind, he was afraid.
将要沉下去。
Beginning to sink.
然后他呼喊说，主啊，救我。
Cried out, Oh Lord, save me.
在这边我们看见彼得，他开始的时候的确走在水上。
We saw how he did make those initial steps.
但是当他一看四围的环境。
But when he looked around the condition he was in.
风这么大。
The wind was big.
当他一看环境的时候，他就沉下去。
When he focused on the conditions around him, he began to sink.
但是感谢主，彼得他认识这位主。
But we are thankful because Peter knew of this Lord.
他呼喊说，主啊，救我。
So he cried out, Lord, save me.
所以主就伸手把他拉上来。
And therefore Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him.
我记得在读大学的时候，
I remember when I was in the college.
有一次和两位弟兄，我们骑车骑很远，骑到台中。
And there was once I went with two Christian brothers, travel to the far part of the island.
那在台湾的东边这边呢，它有很多的溪流是流向海边的。
And to the east part of the island, and there are many brooks or rivers.Flowing down eastward.
所以一路上有好多的桥。
So there were so many bridges.
当我们骑到一个桥上的时候，
我们 came to one of the bridges.
我们觉得又热又干，我们就说我们下去这个水里面游泳。
And we felt it was so hot and thirsty, so we decided to jump into the river and swim for a little.
那我们三个呢，有一个呢是不会游泳的。
And one of us did not know how to swim.
那有一个是不太会游的。
And one of them was not very good at swimming.
那个完全不会游的呢，我就找了一个木头给他。
So I gave the one who did not swim a piece of wood.
我说你就抱着这个木头。
And just hold on to the piece of wood.
然后我们就到水里去了。
We went into the water.
结果过了一阵子呢， 他在抱着木头就一直往外飘。
Yet after a while, I noticed he was flowing eastward into the ocean.
因为那个河流是往海里面流的。
Because the river was flowing downward into the river.
哇，一不小心他就越流越远了。
And before we noticed, he went really far.
好，我就赶快游过去。
So I swam toward him.
我还不敢说去救他。
I did not say I'm here to save you.
我一接近他之后，他一把就把我手抓住。
And the minute I reached him, he grabbed my hand.
我就怕他说他开始如果惊慌的话。
I was afraid that he might be panicking.
那他这个木头不好好抓住的话，那就危险了。
And then he will let go of the piece of wood, then we will be in trouble.
所以我跟他讲，不要怕，不要怕。
So don't be afraid.
你就放松，放松。
Relax.
好，你就抓紧你的木头。然后我就慢慢把他木头都拖回来。
And gradually I drag him back to shore.
很多的时候，当我们一看环境的时候。
And many times when we pay attention to our surroundings.
我想，当他如果一惊慌。
Especially like my friend, he panicked.
他把我的手抓得紧紧的。
He grabbed tight my hand.
我就怕他一把把我抱得紧紧的。
Or embrace me tightly.
啊，那就危险了。
Then we'll be in trouble.
很多时候我们一看环境
Many times when we look around us,
好像整个就沉下去了
we began to sink.
信心的道路就像是在海面上行走一样
The way of faith is like walking on the water.
为什么我们说像在海面上行走呢
Why do we sing like this?
因为信心的道路跟我们天然生命是相反的
Because this is the way that's opposite to our natural flesh.
今天我们有没有常常看到别人说诶他怎么在水上行走啊
Do you see anybody walking on water these days?
我这辈子没看过
I haven't seen anyone in my life
我想不知道有没有人看过
Have you seen one like that?
这不是我们在天然的律里面是一个正常的
Because according to the law of our nature it doesn't work that way.
但是这一天彼得他的确他走在水面上
But that day, Peter indeed walked on the water.
因为这位主呼唤他你来吧
Because the Lord has come.
但是当他看风的时候
Yet when he paid attention to the wind,
他就沉下去了
he began to sink.
主把他救上来
And the Lord saved him.
说你这小信的人啊为什么疑惑呢
He said, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
今天我们说走信心的道路
Therefore, when we say to walk on the way of faith,
叫我们天然的人不做什么是很困难的
It's very difficult for us just to sit there and do nothing.
叫我们单单的倚靠神是很困难的
And just trust in God, that's hard.
但是有一点就是当我们得着了主的话
But there's one difference here. If we have the word of the Lord,
当我们听见主的呼唤说你来吧
When we hear the voice of the Lord says,Come.
我们就可以开始在水面上行走
And that's the time we can start walking on the water
我们就不顾我们的条件不顾我们的环境
Despite of our conditions and environment
我们就看着我们的主好我们就走过去
Just fix our eyes upon our Lord and start walking
在这个当中有很大的挑战
There's a big challenge
因为和我们天然的人是不一样的
Because we're walking in a manner opposite to our nature
当我们走在水上的时候
When we walk on the water,
只能有一件事就是单单的仰望主
There's only one thing we could do which is focus on the Lord
我们只要看了环境我们一定沉下去
If we turn our eyes to our surroundings we will surely sink
我们如果算一算自己的能力我们一定沉下去
If we sit down and start thinking about what I could do what I'm capable of then we will start to sink
只有单单的仰望主
Only thing we could do is to fix on our eyes on the Lord
抓住神的话语
And hold on tight to the word of God
我们紧紧地跟随他
And follow him closely
弟兄姊妹信心的道路可以在水面上走过去
Therefore brothers and sisters the way of faith enables to walk on the water
的确我们看见一生中我们听见多少的见证
Yes we have heard so many testimonies in our lives
多少人讲到在已过的路上有神迹奇事随着他们
Anytime you heard people testify how miracles follow them in the past
我们自己也有许多的见证
And you and I also have many personal experiences
但是每一次信心的道路是我们往前跨这一步的时候
And every time the way of faith is to step forward
无论昨天我们经历了多大的神迹奇事
It doesn't matter what a great miracle I had yesterday
但是今天你要跨出这一步
What matters isWhen you make the step today,
仍然像在水面上行走
you are still walking on the water.
我们对自己仍然没有一点的把握
We can never be sure about ourselves.
我真的不晓得说我这脚跨上去我会不会在水面上还是我会沉下去
We don't have the assurance whether I'll be making a step on the water or into the water.
信心的道路 常常你觉得说，并不是我们好像觉得那么的勇敢，说我有信心，我有信心。
Walking on the way of faith does not give us the assurance knowing that I have the faith, I can do it.
信心的道路乃是我们觉得主我不行。
But because we feel, Lord, I am not able.
I'm nothing.
I am nothing, Lord.
靠着我们自己，我什么都不能做。
According to myself, I can do nothing, Lord.
当我们真正这样子觉得的时候，
When we truly feel that way,
你就可以感觉得到走在水面上是我不可能做到的。
Then you understand it's impossible for ourselves to walk on the water.
照着我们的所事，我们的所有，我们不可能这样子走过去的。
According to what I have or the way I am, there's no way I can walk on the water.
但是我们真觉得说主不是我们可以的。
When we truly feel that we cannot do it.
在这样的情形，我们才有可能说我们完全的来信靠他。
And only if we're in that condition, we can solely rely on the Lord.
单单的依靠他。
And trust in Him only.
如果你还觉得你有你的办法，
If we feel that I'm still capable of doing a little bit,
你有你的能力，
I'm still capable of doing something,
你还可以做这个，你还可以做那个，
I can still do this, I can still do that.
很多时候我们觉得我们有信心，
And maybe we have faith accordingly,
其实我们还依靠许多自己的办法，
Yet we're still relying on our own ways.
这不是真正信心的道路。
That is not a true way of faith.
主要我们走在一个真实信心的路上，
And God wants us to walk on this way of faith.
凭信心不凭眼见，
By faith, not by sight.
叫我们真是像走在水面上一样，
It's like we're indeed walking on the water.
单单的依靠神，
And just trust Him only.
我们走这个信心的道路，
When we walk on this way of faith,
我们会得着怎么样的福分呢？
What kind of blessings we can receive?
我想在圣经里面说到亚伯拉罕，说到他是信心之父。
In the Bible, we know Abraham, the father of faith.
那所有蒙恩的儿女是效法跟随亚伯拉罕，凭信心走道路这个脚中，我们来跟随的人。
And all the children that are saved are following this father of faith on the way of faith.
我们读一下创世纪十七章第一节。
Let's read together Genesis 17:1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”好，这是神向亚伯拉罕显现。
Here is the God who appeared to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕年纪已经到了99岁。
At the time he was 99 years old.
耶和华他向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神。”
God said, "I am God Almighty."
那这个全能的神就是 El Shaddai 以利沙代的神。
That means God of El Shaddai.
那以利沙代的神，我们刚刚讲到，他可以翻作是母亲胸怀的神。
And El Shaddai means the bosom of the mother.
或者讲到说全有、全足、全丰的神。
Talk about God of all sufficient.
当亚伯拉罕他愿意来跟随这位主的时候
，So when Abraham was willing to follow the Lord,
神。带他来认识
God wanted him to know him.
他是怎么样的一位神
you know, what kind of God he was trusting.
他乃是以利沙代的神
He was the God of El Shaddai.
弟兄姊妹，当我们走在信心的路上
so, brothers and sisters, when we are trying to walk on the way of faith,
主让我们一点一点来信心能够增长
little by little, God wants our faith to increase.
那主也让我们对他的自己的认识一直的在增加
and he wants our knowledge about him can increase as well.
我们对他的认识有多少
and how much we know about him,
我们的信心才有多少
then that's how much our faith will be.
当神启示他是全能的神给亚伯拉罕
when God revealed to Abraham, I'm God Almighty.
他是以利沙代的神
I'm God of El Shaddai.
全有全足全丰的神
I'm that all sufficient God.
我想神在下面要向亚伯拉罕所说的话
and I think why he desired to come after this.
需要亚伯拉罕有这个认识
and he has to give this knowledge about him to Abraham.
他才能够踏得上这个信心的道路
so that he can continue his journey of faith.
在他身体如同已死的时候
at the time his body was as good as a dead man.
他还能够生下神所应许的儿子以撒来
he could still give birth to the promised son Isaac.
那这是一个何等大的神迹
and that was a great miracle.
但他没有因着不信心里起疑惑
Bible tells us he did not have doubt because he disbelieved.
他乃是满心相信神的应许必能做成。
But he wholeheartedly believed that God will keep his promise.
神把以撒赐给了他。
And after God gave him Isaac.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
He became the father of faith.
我想他的信心没有停在得着了以撒。
And I know his faith did not stop there.
这是一个很大的神迹。
And that was a great miracle that he got son Isaac.
我相信他也那么的认真来照管来养育这个孩子。
I know he must take very good care of the son.
我们来读一下创世纪二十二章十四节。
Let's read on Genesis chapter 22 verse 14.
亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备，直到今日人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。到了创世纪第二十二章，神对亚伯拉罕有一个新的要求，他有一个儿子是神迹，在他这么老的时候神所赐给他的。
We know he got this son at the age of 99. What's a miracle?
我想老来得子啊，这特别的宝贵。
He must cherish Isaac very much.
而且这个儿子呢满了神的应许。
And this son through him many promises will be fulfilled.
所有这些祝福神所应许的跟这个儿子都有这么大的关系。
All the promises and blessings from God toward him has a lot to do with the birth of this son.
但是到了二十二章神却告诉他说，把你的儿子所爱的以撒带来，把他献给我作为燔祭。
But the funny thing is in chapter 22 God says your son, the one you love, offer him up as a burnt offering to me.
亚伯拉罕听见这个要求，
upon hearing the request from God,
我们稀奇是他没有任何的怀疑。
What amazes us is that he did not have any doubt.
他也没有任何的犹豫。
He did not even hesitate.
他带着他的儿子这个童子就往摩利亚山去。
Immediately he brought his teenage son with him to the mountain.
他真的就在那里筑了坛。
He was getting ready by building an altar.
他真的把他的儿子捆绑了放在这个坛上。
And he tied up his son and put him upon the altar.
亚伯拉罕他是真的就拿起刀来要杀这个儿子。
And he indeed raised up a knife about to kill him.
但是就在那个时刻，
And right at that moment,
使者在这里阻止了他。
Messenger of the Lord stopped him.
我想对每一个做父母的来讲，
I think to every parents who sit here,
我们上个礼拜我才听一位姊妹说，若是他们家发生火灾，他的儿子在里面。
And last week we heard a Christian sister testify that if there's a fire in her house and her son is trapped in the house,
姊妹讲说他不会有第二个想法，他一定就冲进去要去救他。
And she said she would not even have a second thought. She wouldn't even hesitate. She would run into the burning house toRescue her son.
我想那一天亚伯拉罕他多么盼望今天要受死的是他自己。
And I believe that day when he offered up Isaac, he wholeheartedly wished that it was him to be offered.
他宁可是他自己也不愿意亲手来杀他的儿子。
He'd rather to be offered up to God than killing his own son.
那一天耶和华山上有预备。
And on that day there's a provision on the mountain of God.
使者呼叫亚伯拉罕不可伸手害这个童子。
The messenger of the Lord stopped him, said, do not harm this boy.
亚伯拉罕举目一看，不料
Abraham looked up and to his surprise,
有一只公羊，
there was this ram,
两脚扣在稠密的树丛中。
His horns were caught in a thicket.
他把这只羊取来献为燔祭，代替了他的儿子。弟兄姊妹，在这边他讲到这个地方叫耶和华以勒。
Therefore, this place is called the Lord will provide.
耶和华必预备。
Jehovah Jireh, He will provide.
是的，神在这里向亚伯拉罕好像有一个需要。
Yes, it's like God had a need from Abraham.
叫他把儿子献为燔祭。
Request him to offer up his own son as a burnt offering.
但在这里，神却要告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
So through this request, God is trying to tell us something very important.
亚伯拉罕愿意把他儿子献上。
When Abraham was willing to offer.
这何等摸着了父神的心。
And that willingness really moved the heart of our father.
因为父神正在说他要把他独生的爱子为我们舍了。
Because God in his heart had prepared his son to die for us.
他要成为我们世界上众人的代替。
His son will become the replacement of entire world.
当父神他的心那么的急切，他要把他儿子为我们全人类舍。
When when God was eager to let go of His Son to die for our sins.
啊，今天在地上有一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
And He could find one man on earth whose name is Abraham.
他能够摸着父神的心意。
He was able to understand what's in God's heart.
主的父神的心何等的喜乐。
And God's heart was greatly pleased.
他把这个有福的应许来赐给亚伯拉罕。
Therefore, He would give unto Abraham this promised wish.
好像神有一个需要
in the beginning, like God had a need.
但是神他却是正在把他一个最大的礼物要来赐给我们
In the meantime, He was about to give us the greatest gift ever.
很多的时候我们要来认识神
Many times, we want to know God.
我们必须走在这条信心的路上
That we have to walk on the way of faith.
完全的相信
Trust Him fully.
完全的倚靠
Rely on Him fully.
神就把他自己更多的向我们开启。
Then God will reveal to us more of Himself.
当神有需要的时候
，When God has a need，
真的就是神他正要赐福的时候。
And that's the time He wants to bless.
如果我们真的认识千山的牛、万山的羊都是神的
，If we truly know every creature in this world are God's.
所有的一切都是他创造的
Everything you see is created by him.
有什么是神需要的呢
Where is need for God?
但是当神有一个需要的时候这何等的特别
Isn't it unusual when God said I have a need?
神不需要我们拿什么给他
God doesn't need us to provide for him.
圣经说他要的是我们不是我们的
Bible tells us what he desires from us is us not what's ours.
但是当神有要求的时候是他正要赐福的时候
Therefore when God makes a request that's the time he wants to bless
这是我们蒙恩的机会
Therefore that will be the time for us to be blessed
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord for that Amen
我记得在1986年
In 1986
我们在西边那边买了一个很小的房子
At the time we had this little house at the West LA
然后在我们家开始了一个家庭的聚会
in our home we started a home meeting
那后来在西区那边会所要开始建堂
at the same time our Culver City church in West LA also wanted to build a church
那在 Culver City 呢是买了一块地然后后来自己设计自己盖
what we did is that we actually bought a piece of land and upon which we want to build a church
原本那块地买了以后去申请市政府说是绝对不准的。
Initially, we bought that piece of land. The city government told us there's no way you can build a church here.
那我们讨论了半天。
After a lengthy discussion,
那就要重新设计。
We have to redesign the whole building.
那天那时候他们也找我一起去参与这个讨论。
And I was part, I participated in the discussion.
想过来想过去。
We tried many ways.
那有一些方法实在是成本太高。
And some ways will cost us too much.
他们所要求我们的这个停车位我们说我把整块地空出来停车都还不够
According to city code we don't even have enough parking spaces even we use a whole piece of land
但那边地是非常贵的
And at West LA the land is very costly
我们也考虑过做地下停车场
We thought about how about we have underground parking
啊，那成本太高
That's too much
后来大家进食祷告
Therefore we fasted and prayed
啊，那时候祷告聚会我印象非常深刻
I still remember vividly
啊，弟兄姊妹一起来到主的面前
During the prayer meeting, we all came together.
大家带一个很重的负担
With this burden heavy in our hearts,
在主面前向神来呼求
we cry out to the Lord.
说主做了很奇妙的事情
Therefore, God did something marvelous among us.
原本是完全不可能的
Initially, there's no way we get any approval.
但是我们带着原来设计图
yeah, marvelously, we brought back the original design.
完全没有更改
without making a single change.
然后就再到 City Hall 里面去
We went to City Hall one more time、
啊、那天弟兄姊妹在家里祷告的在他们当中祷告的听证会上祷告的
And then we brought to the committee meeting And a lot of us are praying at home Also at, sitting in the meeting place
神就做了奇妙的事情
God did something wonderful
然后就通过了
And it was passed
哇弟兄姊妹真的是很高兴
We rejoice greatly
大家全力为主在那里摆上
Everybody put up what they have for the Lord together
我感谢主那段时间我们也照着主的负担我们也把这个能摆上的摆上了一份
We thank the Lord we are according to the leading of the Lord we put in what we could put in
后来在我们家这个分家聚会
And at that time the whole meeting in our house
有一天
One day,
我们是传福音
we had a gospel meeting at home.
我印象也很深刻
I remember clearly too.
那天来了44位
we had 44 people in our house.
所以我们那个小小的客厅
in our little living room,
每一点空间几乎都挤满了人
There's no space left.
还有三个人站在外面
and the three ushers had to stand outside the door.
所以那天晚上聚完会我们就一起祷告
so after the meeting that night my husband and I kneel down and pray
那我们就有一个感动说要把 garage 把它扩大
we feel that we need to expand our garage
好让有更多的人可以在这里聚会
so that we can accommodate even more people in our house
后来我们就开始进行了
so we start a process as well
原本想起来不是一个太大的工程
initially we thought this is a simple project
但是不晓得为什么就遇到了很大的难处
But we didn't know why we had a lot of trouble completing
所以那个时间就一直往后拖
Therefore the time was dragged on
那个钱好像就是无底洞一样一直往里面投
And we had to keep on paying for the project
那时候对这些完全没有经验
And we were so inexperienced at the time
我们也没有找人去签约什么什么我们就工人自己来每一天就这样子一直付钱
And we did not sign contract with anybody we just keep on paying these workers who come every day
就到有一天我们的钱真的就付完了
To the point one day we were all depleted
感谢主
Thank the Lord
姊妹和我们常常就一起祷告
What we do is we pray a lot together
来仰望主
And trust in him
有一天
One day
我们家的冰箱剩下几个 hot dog
And there was only like a few hot dogs left in our freezer
真的是好像走到了这个 button 了
It's like we have reached the bottom
就那天有一个姊妹打电话给我
And suddenly a Christian sister called us
她说有一个老姊妹
She said there was this old lady
他跟他的女儿处不好
she could not live with her daughter.
啊，他们吵架结果他被他女儿赶出去了
and they had a fight and she was kicked out of house
那时候我们还没小孩
at that time we were still without children
我们的房子是 two bedroom 的
we had a two bedroom house
我们还有一个是可以给他用的
we have a spare room available
所以他就问说你可不可以接待他这位老姊妹
she asked us if we can just receive her into our house
我们说好啊没问题啊
no problem
只是我们想说我们实在没什么可以接待的
except that we don't have much to provide
真的没有钱耶
because we went with, pretty much without money
后来就把那老姊妹接到家里面来
so we received her into our house
我记得我后来就去上班去了
I went to work as usual
就那天晚上回家
and when I returned that day
哎呀桌上一桌的好菜
wow that was a big feast in our dining room
我们的老姊妹她来到我们的当家里面
because this old lady came to our house
他看着冰箱，这什么都没有啊！然后他自己就骑着脚踏车，然后就去买菜。然后呢，他就为我们煮菜。啊，那天晚上，当我们在那里祝谢的时候，哎，我里面真的是满了感谢。我想我们两个人都在那里流泪啊
I think we were in tears.
感谢主为我们预备这些食物
For the abundant provision of food on the table.
我想我们的老姊妹她觉得说啊，这一点也不算什么啦
And our old lady probably didn't understand why we're so touched.
但是我们真的知道是我们的神他亲自来供应我们的需要
It is our God who personally provided for us.
老姊妹和我们住了一段时间
She lived with us for a short period of time.
那后来过了好多年她还在讲那段是她最怀念的一段日子
And even after many years had passed, she often recalled that period of time we stayed together was the best time she ever had.
啊，我们也跟她讲，那是我们非常怀念的一段日子。
Therefore, that's something that's very memorable to us as well.
哎呀，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他供应我们的需要。
He provided for us what we need.
到后来，我们的房子盖到最后快要盖完了。
And when the construction project was about to complete.
那最后一段呢我们有一些款需要付。
And there was some construction fund we need to pay.
所以我们在祷告不晓得从何而来。
We prayed to the Lord, asked for his provision.
有一天。
One day.
那我中午去吃饭的时候。
I went out to lunch from workplace.
突然里面有一个感动。
Suddenly I had this feeling.
主说我的老板要给我一笔钱
The Lord told me that your boss will give you this sum of money
我想这不太可能啊
And I find that very interesting
现在又不是什么发红利的时候
Because it really wasn't a time for giving out bonus
而且那个时候我们那个小公司刚刚开始不是太久
And I was working for a small company
从来还没发过红利
We never had bonus before that
所以我想一想哎呀不太可能啊
And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting.
我就把那个感觉就摆到一边去
So I sort of, put aside that feeding I had.
啊，我就去吃午饭去了。
I went on to my lunch.
等我吃完午饭。
After I finished my lunch.
走回来。
I returned to the company.
在半路上。
Halfway.
哎，这个感觉又来了。
I had that on my way back to the workplace. I feel that again.
不单是一个感觉。
Not only just a feeling that my boss is going to give me some money.
好像还看到一张支票。
Actually, I can see in my mind a piece of check.
这那个数字。还很清楚。
And I see clearly the amount on the check.
哎，我心里面觉得奇怪。
And I was like puzzled.
真的是，但是不太敢相信。
I really had a hard time believing.
然后我就走回去。
So I went back to my office.
那我的办公室在里面，经过秘书的办公室。
Because my office is situated in the far corner, I had to pass by the desk of the secretary.
他就说 Timothy.
So when she saw me, she said Timothy.
他说这有一信封给你。
Here's an envelope for you.
我就拿到我的办公室。
So I took the envelope into my office.
然后就把它打开。
I opened it up.
是一张支票。
It was a check.
这个数字跟我刚刚看见的是一模一样的。啊，那天站在那里，我是一直流泪啊。
And I could do nothing but in tears.
我们的神，他是活神。
For our God is the living God.
他的信实何等的广大。
And great is his faithfulness.
他带我们走过我们曾经走过的道路。
He leads us onto places we've never been to.
他的道路在水中，在大海之中。
His way is in the waters, in the great ocean.
他叫我们在海面上能够走过去。
He enables us to walk on the water.
感谢主，主叫我们来单单的信靠他。
Thank the Lord, he enables us to trust him only.
他会带我们一步一步更多的认识。
And he will lead us step by step to know him more.
那天拿到那个支票，就够我们所有最后的款的项目需要。
The amount I received on the check is just perfect for what we have left over.
但是我们的心向主只有深深的敬拜。
Yeah, we could do nothing but worship him from the depth of our heart.
每一次我们凭着信来跟随他。
Every time we follow him by faith.
我们都像彼得书所说，你这个小信的人。
We were all like Peter. He said, "You man of little faith."
无论我们过去经历了多少神迹奇事。
It doesn't matter how much miracle we have had in the past.
我们还要说，我们不过是小信的人。
We still have to confess that, Lord, I'm a man of little faith.
啊，要走在信心的路上，真的在水面上一样。
It's really like walking on the water to follow you in faith.
战战兢兢的。
I tremble before you, Lord.
最怕的就是我们靠我们天然的力量。
Well, what I'm afraid of most is that I trust in my own ability.
哦，我们的主爱我们。
Our Lord loves us.
他叫我们走这条信心的道路。
He enables us to walk on the way of faith.
弟兄姊妹，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, without faith, we cannot please God.
反不得我们彼此勉励。
Let us encourage one another.
我们走这条蒙福的路。
To walk on this way of blessing.
我们一起来唱诗歌450首。
I sing together 450.
以利沙代。
El Shaddai.
神啊，你名何等广大仰望，我尽头深情衷心定安然，有你够了无论日有多长，有你够了无论夜有多。我们愿不愿意说有你够了？
Are we willing to say it is sufficient with you?
有主够了。
Thou art enough.
今天不是靠我们自己。
Not through our own ability.
我们在世界上得不着任何的满足。
We will not find true satisfaction through this world.
啊，但是我们说有主够了。
But we can all say it is sufficient with you.
弟兄姊妹，你如果愿意说有主够了，好不好？请你站起来，我们从第一节来唱。
If you really feel that it's enough to have the Lord alone, let's stand up and sing together.
神啊，你名何等广大仰望，
在我心间，
从心定安然，
敬拜你，
we worship you from the depth of our heart.
敬拜你是全有全足全丰。
We worship you because you are the all-sufficient God.
敬拜你是话语安定在天。
We worship you because your word stays firm.
在你没有转动的影儿。
For there is no shadow of turning in you.
我们所有一切的需要你都已经为我们预备，求我们的主早先接着你的话语开我们的心窍，我们既有这许多见证人如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下所有缠累我们的罪，就是那个不幸的恶心，叫我们在信心里一同往前去。
哦、
oh, 你是耶和华以勒，赞美我们的主，好像你向我们有所需要。但是什么时候你向我们有所求的时候，乃是你向我们施恩的时候。但愿你怎样恩待 Culver City 的教会，你怎样恩待 St. Gabriel 的教会，我们的主你也不漏掉你在 Warner 的教会。我们将我们的需要都交在你的手中，叫你在 Warner 的教会看见信心的道路，一同来走信心的道路，一同来操练信心的功课。主我们爱你，我们愿将更多的自己献上，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，请坐。